This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
President Biden on Wednesday revoked a proclamation from his predecessor that blocked many green card applicants from entering the United States. President Trump issued the ban last year, saying it was needed to protect U.S. workers amid high unemployment due to the coronavirus pandemic. Biden said it had prevented families from reuniting in the United States and harmed U.S. businesses. The Department of Justice calls in new witnesses and revives the investigation into the George Floyd death. Several witnesses have been subpoenaed to appear before a federal grand jury considering more charges. Former cop Derek Chauvin is facing second-degree murder charges in the death, with opening statements in that trial scheduled for March 29th. The Department of Transportation Inspector General has faulted weaknesses in U.S. government certification of the flawed Boeing 737 MAX. Wednesday's 63-page report said the FAA did not have a complete understanding of a Boeing company safety system tied to both crashes. USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The definition of domestic terrorism changes with one's political affiliation. From the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau, here's Tim Berg.
A House committee is taking a look into domestic terrorism after the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. Ohio Representative Jim Jordan saying all domestic terrorism must be condemned.
Political violence of any kind is unacceptable, and all of us must never tolerate it. And we must denounce all forms of domestic terrorism.
Jordan accusing the Democrats of hypocrisy.
To discuss one kind of extremism and look the other way on another, as the Democrats are trying to do today and have been doing for almost a year, is frankly dishonest and it's wrong.
Brain Room is reporting the anti-police riots over the summer caused $1 to $2 billion in damage. Capitol riots damage was very minimal. Anti-police riots, 2,037 officers injured. Capitol riots, about 50. There were six times the amount of deaths from anti-police riots. USA Radio News.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Spelling Bee is back for 2021. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, Val Dior reports.
Last year's Spelling Bee was canceled because of COVID. The first time since World War II had been called off. This year's Bee will happen in a mostly virtual format, with the in-person competition limited to a dozen finalists who will gather at Walt Disney World in Florida. It's usually held at a convention center outside Washington where a larger gathering was not possible. And instead of compressing the entire competition into a week, it's called Bee Week. The Bee will be stretched over several weeks, with the preliminary rounds to be held in mid-June, the semifinals on June 27, and the ESPN televised finals on July 8.
A new variant of the coronavirus has been identified in New York. From the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau, Dan Naraki has more.
The new variant of the coronavirus has been identified in New York. Researchers say the new variant is similar to the one first found in South Africa and could be more transmissible. Researchers at Columbia University say it was first isolated in samples collected in November and now represents about 12% of cases in the state. Scientists say the variant does not appear to be resistant to available vaccines. The studies from Columbia and Caltech have yet to be peer-reviewed or published.
Vaccine distribution began in mid-December. Since then, more than 65 million doses have been administered, reaching about 13.4% of the total U.S. population. That's according to the CDC. The U.S. is currently administering over 1.4 million shots a day. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You know, and you're probably going to be surprised when we really come down to it and we get back on track. It's going to be like one of those moments that, why didn't we do this sooner, Horace Cooper? I mean, instead of frustrating ourselves and, you know, complaining about it, it's like, look at, we just have to really think and be focused about doing first principles, in my humble opinion. You know, the other night I saw you commenting on personal responsibility, and I said, God, I got to talk to you about this, because there's just something, I don't know if it's just wrong gospel, wrong church right now and that sort of thing, but why is it that personal responsibility is so threatening to people?
Well, it does appear that there's this theory that we're mindless robots. We are victims of whatever our environment and circumstances are, and that we actually have no agency, no capability, no capacity to act independently and make good choices, even as you can look around every day and see that those that make good choices end up with a superior outcome in their life and livelihood, and those that make bad choices and decisions end up with an inferior outlook on life and livelihood.
Yeah, there's a lot to be said about realizing, you know, gravity still exists. I mean, those are the bumpers of life. I mean, you know, the consequences of our choices are so important. But this is what's so valuable about a free society. Like you said, it's absolutely critical. If we're going to be the best we can be, we've got to be able to make our own decisions, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. You know, even the genesis of our entire, I guess genesis is literal, even the origins of our entire morality stem from the Ten Commandments.
Yes.
And we're told that those Ten Commandments aren't given to us because God, the creator of the universe, can crush us at any time, but instead so that things will go well for us.
Exactly.
We still get to choose. We can break them or we can adhere to them. But the purpose of identifying those, like the law of gravity, is to help us understand what decisions we make, what choices we make, that life can go well for us.
Exactly. And you're quoting one of my favorite conversations between a God and Cain, when he said to Cain, if you do right, will it not go well for you? And that right is those things that are consistent with nature, the natural design of our own, you know, within our own humanity and these outlying forces, the earth in which we live right now. So we have to be in rhythm and in understanding these forces. And when we are true to those forces, we get good benefit. And when we don't, you know, like Tiger Woods, and we want to defy gravity, well, then we end up turned upside down and having our leg operated on.
Or 4,000 years we've had to test the Ten Commandments. And you know what? The Ten Commandments have never failed us. 4,000 years. Here's the irony. We're seeing people from the 1940s, the 1950s, all the way to the 2020s make up new commandments, untested, unable to be defined as a technique for success, and yet they're pushed upon Americans. They're pushed upon even our whole globe, and these things are going to fail us, just as if we ran down Hawthorne Street at a high rate of speed and careened over a cliff.
Right.
There are fundamental truths that have been tested and that work. You avoid them, you evade them, you ignore them, you do that at your peril.
Right. And what's worse yet, Horace, is when you have, and I don't even want to say well-meaning people because they really think this out, they're really not very well-meaning, and that is when they want interfere. And we do this as parents. You know, we coddle our kids, and we don't want them to, you know, feel the pain of their choices that they make, and we interfere with that growth process. And when we do that, we do them and even ourselves a disservice. And, you know, this is what happens, you know, either on a, you know, a family environment, even on a grander scale, when you talk about a federal government that wants to, you know, promote so many entitlements for the sake of, you know, maybe somebody's vote, you know, how crazy that is. But that's part of reality. But worse yet is that what are we doing? You know, we're crippling our citizenship in this process.
There's a coordinated effort to separate work from reward. There's a coordinated effort to separate lifestyle choice from lifestyle consequence. There's a coordinated effort to separate criminality from consequence. And yet, when we look around and see the devastation, we are shocked. Mm-hmm. Many of your listeners probably know that there is an epidemic within Black America of out-of-wedlock birth. Yeah. Over 75% of all children are born out of wedlock. As late as 1925, Black children were more likely to be born in two-parent households than the population at large. We've seen this transition. What a lot of people haven't been paying attention to is that this same epidemic is affecting white America. It's affecting the rest of America. We're now on track so that 35-plus percent of children are being born out of wedlock. There are going to be consequences for this. And what the left tells us is, no. Those have no correlation. There's no reason that children need a mother and a father. There's no reason that children need stability, that there are traditional responsibilities and roles, and that there are techniques of success that work, that lead to independence for children as they mature. There's none of this. The left tells us, and a consequence of that is we have an epidemic of suicide,
yes,
an epidemic of failure to graduate, an epidemic of poverty. That's the consequence of listening to these new age principles that have never been tested.
Exactly. Well, actually, they have been tested. They've been proven wrong. It's stupid science, and you choose to ignore this because, you know, such is the liberal thought and these, you know, this group that think so arrogantly. They live in the realm of the theoretical, and it's like, you know, okay, look at, I don't have a problem with you, you know, talking about, you know, theory and possibilities. But why can't you do the due diligence, prove this theory
right
out before you thrust it upon the people, right?
That's the point. That's the point. And when I say test, I mean, I don't. Obviously, even if someone talks about these, I think they're not being serious and they're not being dedicated to finding fact or truth. But I mean tested by, let's see what could happen over a generation. Most of what they say, you can look at it and say, well, that's not going to work. But we haven't even had the ability or desire to try out a 40.
Got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. More from Horace Cooper.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
This is sponsored by IBM. IBM is committing to net zero greenhouse gas emissions by 2030 to further its long-standing work to address the global climate crisis. The company will prioritize actual reductions in its emissions, energy efficiency efforts, and increased clean energy use across the more than 175 countries where it operates. To achieve this goal, IBM will reduce its greenhouse gas emissions 65% by 2025, procure 75% of the electricity it consumes worldwide from renewable sources by 2025, and reach 90% of IBM's electricity coming from renewable sources. Jim Whitehurst, IBM president, says,
"While IBM is advancing our efforts to fight COVID-19, we also know that we can't put the climate emergency on the back burner. That's why we're announcing this pledge to reach net zero emissions in less than a decade. IBM will continue applying our most powerful technologies and expertise to fight the global climate crisis."
For more information, visit IBM.com/environment.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
Fresh and independent, we are 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And we've got Horace Cooper, the former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator, member of the Project 21 National Advisory. In fact, he's one of the co-chairs of said advisory board. You know, Horace, the bottom line of all this, you know, what we've been talking about to me is humanity. I mean, we're talking our fellow man. We're talking about our families. We're talking about, you know, the people that we share space with that, you know, in these communities. And as you and I were touching on earlier, the key building block of all this is the family. And the family has been disrupted and disgustingly
is this is all by design. This is all by design of an arrogant, I don't know, call it what you want to, you know, right now it's referred to as the deep state and oligarchy, you know, people that think they know better, you know, some of these very wealthy people, their attitude is, hey, there's too many people here on this planet anyway. This planet cannot sustain all these people. I mean, this is nothing different than what Adolf Hitler believed in, what Margaret Sanger believed in as a eugenicist, that just in their own peeny brains thought that, you know, that God got it wrong, that he created, you know, the earth in such a way that it couldn't handle the number of people. And so they kind of feel like, you know, it's their duty to, you know, call the herd here a little bit, I guess.
Well, here is their irony. On the one hand, they tell us that we need to kill as many of our innocents at the closest stage to birth as possible. On the other hand, they tell us, go out and be fruitful and multiply. Don't partner with anybody. Don't be concerned about long term. Have as many children as you wish. It is devastating, both in terms of the slaughter of the unborn, but in its acknowledgement or failure thereof to the beauty and wonder of humanity.
Exactly.
This is their vision. And it's a destructive vision. These progressives have an anti-human mindset. And instead of what we see as the greatest admonition, love thy neighbor as thyself, there are things that we would never do to ourselves. And yet the left regularly says, you should do these things. You should try these things. You should live this way. This should be your lifestyle. That destructiveness is an evil destructiveness, and it fundamentally rejects what it means for people really to take personal responsibility and care about what they're doing and who they're doing.
Well, two very dangerous things that it does, and this is always, I mean, this just really galls me in so deep in who I am, Horace, is I resent mediocrity. I do. I mean, I resent anybody putting a, you know, some sort of ceiling over my head that limits my growth and abilities. That has always, just from day one, that has just been something that's been inherent in my personality. The other thing that is so dangerous in this whole thinking and what's being thrust upon our country and creeping within, you know, the consciousness of America is that we become less than. We're being dehumanized to the point that, I mean, here we hear about what's happening in communist China with the Uyghurs, how they're being, you know, wrestled up and put into concentration camps, and how they're even harvesting their organs. I mean, you know, they figure, hey, we're going to use every inch of you even until the day you die, and if we feel like you're of no value other than, hey, we've got somebody who wants to buy your kidney, and you're worth more than, you know, you're worth more dead, and I can, I can exchange your kidney for some value for the greater good of the central control here. That's okay. But this is what's happening. Is dangerously, we are releasing our conscience to this this corporate mindset that is just so scary, Horace. I think back, you know, what must have happened, you know, in Europe and in Germany at the turn of the century, and how this started to creep in, and people seeing this, you know, maybe having conversations like you and I are having this morning, and saying, wait a minute, there's a dark foreboding cloud that's coming upon us that if we don't do something about it, we don't even know, we can't even perceive how evil and how bad this could get.
Well, that's true, that we see the signs. We have the benefit in America that we have opportunities to express ourselves. A program like yours, one of the reasons that I regularly like to come on your program is that you're interested in making sure that your audience hears the real truth.
Yes.
Sometimes that has to be even completely unvarnished. Mm-hmm. But you make the effort, and programs like yours make the effort so that Americans understand what our circumstances and what our situation is. In earlier generations and earlier
context, whether you're talking about World War One, World War Two, it was a lot harder for people to be able to communicate ideas that weren't popular within the mainstream. We are reaching a point where increasingly people are attacking the voice that says, I just want to make sure everyone is understanding what our risks are, what the circumstances are, but we aren't there yet. They haven't succeeded.
Yes.
And we still have the opportunity to have the conversation. So that puts America in an advantageous position in 2021.
Exactly. Well, we're tormenting those efforts and those people that want us to shut up and to be canceled. And what it takes is it takes courage. It takes people to stand up and say, I'm not going to be canceled. Go do what you want to do. I mean, in a show like ours, we're very fortunate, Horace, as you say, is that when we say we're fresh and independent, it's more independent. We're not beholden on a broadcast group that tells me what I say and what I can't say or what I can't pursue. And you're exactly right. I mean, our goal is to pursue the truth in an environment that says truth is relative. Well, you know, I think we've got enough evidence, you know, as I tell my kids all the time, experience defines preference. We've had enough evidence and experience to realize the compromised truth is compromised truth. You know, it just doesn't get you to the right destination. And this is where we are. And in our generation, what we've experienced, Horace, is, hey, we loved the one we were with. We, you know, let it be and all this other stuff. And how's that working out for you? And from that experience, you and I speak and share with people because we want, we see the possibilities. In a free society, the possibilities are endless. And for people to realize their full God-given potential, to me, that's exciting. And for me, that's what it's all about. And that's what I want for our audience.
No, that's absolutely correct. And we've got to make sure that we continue. And I'm appealing here now to your audience. We got to make sure that we continue listening, learning, making sure that the great experiment called America continues. Our existence has led to more people on planet Earth being freed, more people on planet Earth being fed, more people on planet Earth being educated than any other civilization that has ever existed on planet Earth.
Exactly.
If we do not continue, I promise you, our competitors in China aren't interested in the circumstances of the poor and the dispossessed.
Yeah.
Our competitor in China isn't interested in your access to faith and your relationship with your creator. They worship the almighty Marxist doctrine. And if you will come along voluntarily, they're happy. But if you will not, they will impose it. Ask the Uyghurs.
Yes, exactly. Perfect case in point. Exactly what is happening with them and with others around the world that are being oppressed by this Marxist communist God, really. And that's what it is. They're coming to you and saying, this is your new God. This is the big exchange. And this is also why our First Amendment right is so critical, because without our First Amendment, Horace, we don't have anything, do we? Because it all falls on itself. There's no freedom without the First Amendment.
That is exactly correct. And that's why we started with this conversation, that we as Americans have the right and the ability to make good choices, to exercise good judgment.
Exactly.
And when we do, they're positive. When
we got to leave it there. Horace Cooper, thank you, buddy.
Story lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75 with a 1.98% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75 with a 1.98% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75 with a 1.98% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-3787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amounts 500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden on Wednesday revoked a proclamation from his predecessor that blocked many green card applicants from entering the United States. President Trump issued the ban last year, saying it was needed to protect U.S. workers amid high unemployment due to the coronavirus pandemic. Biden said it had prevented families from reuniting in the United States and harmed U.S. businesses. The Department of Justice calls in new witnesses and revives the investigation into the George Floyd death. Several witnesses have been subpoenaed to appear before a federal grand jury considering more charges. Former cop Derek Chauvin is facing second-degree murder charges in the death, with opening statements in that trial scheduled for March 29th. The Department of Transportation Inspector General has faulted weaknesses in U.S. government certification of the flawed Boeing 737 MAX. Wednesday's 63-page report said the FAA did not have a complete understanding of a Boeing company safety system tied to both crashes. USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Boy, I'll tell you, I really appreciate Horace Cooper's heart and him being, you know, so vulnerable to talk so frankly about these important issues and where we are right now. These are fundamental. These are, as I say, first principles that we need to re-embrace. We've stepped away from these things, and everything that we consider has to be done in light of, you know, what is the best, you know, for my family, what's the best for my community, for my fellow man. And even with the policies that our government is starting to embrace, I mean, it has, for so many decades, has been debilitating people to such a great, you know, degree. And you hear this, you know, that people say, well, America has been dumbed down. Well, this is what's happened. The politics, which is downstream of our culture, is a reflection of that. We just, I don't know what it is. We're like afraid that people, you know, they're going to get some boo-boos. They're going to get cuts and scrapes. I mean, this is what we need to do. I mean, getting bruised up and, you know, we learn by experience. There's nothing wrong with that. But there's just oversensitivity, over compassion. I'm not sure what you can call it, but I know our next guest, Lieutenant Colonel Ray Moore, has some insight on this. He's the director and founder of Exodus Mandate and board chairman for the public school exit.com. We're going to talk about education. And in a sense, we're talking about, you know, basic education of humanity, things that that life can teach us. But, if those experiences are blunted, And that lesson is taken away from us because somehow some elite group of people, out of their misguided compassion, I don't know what else to call it, deprives us of that lesson, then it's at the expense of all concerned. And all concerned, in our particular case, you know, if you want to say it in global terms, you know, it's the global community.
And I say that with some, you know, with some condition, okay? Because I'm not a globalist, but I'm saying what we do does affect everybody that we're associated, that we happen to be living with right now in this planetary existence. Ray Moore, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Thank you, Bill. It's great to be back on the show again.
Well, Ray, you know, follow up on this. I mean, you're an educator, you've been a ministry leader, you were a chaplain in serving our country. You know, am I far off here in terms of how, you know, America has been coddled and how, you know, the people have been deprived of important learning lessons because government somehow, you know, these bleeding hearts thought that, just because we got a scrape on the knee that, you know, that they need to bring all the government forces, you know, to our boo-boos.
Right. Of course, we start off with the Exodus Mandate, and that website is exodusmandate.org.
Mm-hmm.
And I started that ministry in 1997. And my wife had been homeschoolers or Christian school family from 1977. So we've been at this a pretty long time.
Right.
But we take a position that the scripture assigns the education of children, particularly the K-12 level, to the family and the church and not the government. They have no role in the education of children. And now, of course, they're doing it. I'm not naive. They've usurped that authority that belongs to the family and to the church.
Ray, let me interrupt you for a second, though. Is the government educating or indoctrinating?
Oh, they're indoctrinating. And there was
okay, so I want people to understand the difference here.
Yeah.
That, you know, the mandate of a public school system. You see, this is what progressives do, and they've been around forever. Okay, and they're firmly entrenched in the Democratic Party. But you know, you got to call it out for what it is. And this mindset that you don't know better, and that it's one size fits all. And they took over the school system. They realized how important our kids were and the future generations. And this isn't something some people say, well, you know, this has only been the last couple of decades or the last 50 years and that sort of baloney. This happened at the turn of the century in the latter 1800s. They made a concerted effort. All these Darwinists and these, you know, supposed free thinkers. But what it was is they had a plan to take over the minds of our children. So this has been a steady mind grab over the years to indoctrinate future generations of America. It's no wonder that we find ourselves in the predicament that we are in now, where so many of our kids think that socialism is a viable alternative.
Right. And of course, we've got to get back to the original model, which is a biblical model,
mm-hmm.
and we take the position that the scripture, take the Great Commission, all Christians live by Matthew 28:18-20, you know, where Jesus said, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit,
mm-hmm.
And then he went on in verse 20, which is completely neglected in many cases, where he says, teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. So verse 20 is the educational component of the Great Commission. And when we do evangelization, missionary work, we also need to be doing teaching or education as part of the Great Commission.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been neglected, so we've got to get back to that. And of course, you mentioned already the original American model was free market, private, Christian, and home education. We had no state-controlled, state-subsidized public schools in the United States until about the 1840s when they started in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
So the first 2,200 years of American history, all the education was done by private associations, churches, and family groups. And we birthed the American Republic on the back of private Christian education.
Mm-hmm.
That's not well known today. It's pretty well denied and suppressed.
Right.
And Christians have gone along with this, and it's just terrible. And we're suffering from a self-inflicted wound in the church today.
Yeah. Well, it's amazing, Ray, because I have a copy of the New England Primer. Remember that book, that little book, about 80 pages?
Well, I've seen one. I think we own one, yeah.
Yeah, and I got a hold of one, and it's in my library, and I look at it, and I think those 80 pages taught those kids in that generation, and they were a lot smarter with all the technology and all the money per child that we spend in the public school education system. And it's disgusting. But it was, you know, like you say, it was to your point. This was a God-centered education. We took the principles that God gave us and employed that. And then you get these people, you know, these eugenicists and people that were anti-God people, Darwinists, that atheists have said, no, you know, we can't allow God to have this much power. And so it's been a progression to where, you know, let's get all the Ten Commandments out of school even. And here we are. Our morality has been blunted to such a degree that our Constitution, as our founding, as Benjamin Franklin said, hinges upon, you know, our morality. It's our faith. And you blunt our morality, our faith. You turn truth into being relative, and it just implodes on itself. It's no wonder people think that, you know, so what about the Constitution? Who needs the Constitution, right?
Right. Well, I agree. And all what you say is good, but Christians are waking up like 20 or 30 years late, and they're suddenly whining and complaining about these things. I've been doing this so long that I really have concentrated my efforts on laying down a theology, getting the history out, and trying to get churches and pastors to do K-12 education.
Right.
There's no point in complaining. They're not going to reform. They're not going to change. And the more you complain and whine, they just laugh at us behind our backs. So we've got to start afresh and go back to the biblical model. These public schools cannot be reformed. And responsible parents and responsible churches and responsible pastors will seek to extract the children from these schools and set up new Christ-centered, Bible-based church schools and home co-ops.
Well, and some of these pastors have to see reality or be judged. And maybe that's a form of judgment as well, because there's too many pastors, senior pastors in the pulpit that don't hold to a biblical worldview. And some of the things that are coming out of these churches are shocking to me, Ray. I know they are to you as well, what they come up with in terms of, you know, the Bible didn't really mean what God said it meant. So now we're back to that temptation in the desert with Jesus Christ. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This is sponsored by Pharmacyclics, an AbbVie company, and Janssen Oncology. While the pandemic has altered our regular way of living, it's still important to work closely with your doctor. Did you know that chronic lymphocytic leukemia, or CLL, a type of slow-growing cancer, is the most common form of leukemia in adults? It's important to keep your doctor's appointments, as some CLL patients do not have symptoms, but learn of their diagnosis through routine blood tests. Dennis, diagnosed with CLL in 2013, urges patients to talk to their doctor and be proactive in the conversation. Sharing.
I try to think ahead. It's a definite teamwork between you and your doctor. You're going to get the best results if you ask the right questions and your doctor knows that you are a part of the team.
Don't let the pandemic keep you from being proactive about your health. Keep your regular checkups and learn about CLL by visiting knowyourcll.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
That'd be me. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Lieutenant Colonel Ray Moore continues with us. He's the director and founder of Exodus Mandate and the board chairman for publicschoolexit.com. Ray, real quick before we, because I do want to get into these two organizations that you're heavily involved in, thank God. Such a big help, and, you know, as you say, especially in light of COVID and, you know, public schools, so politically mired right now. Should they open? Shouldn't they open? I mean, we even have politicians, and this was said early on, is that if the teachers shouldn't, you know, if they're not going to go back in the classroom, maybe they shouldn't get paid. And maybe that's one of the reasons why, you know, they figure, hey, you know, we're getting paid. It doesn't matter. We go back in the classroom. And meanwhile, it is the kids, you know, our kids who are suffering, and where parents can make the right choice and decide to do this, whether they're homeschooling or taking their kids to, private schools. They are, making some choices here that matter because they realize what's at risk here with their kids not being educated.
Right. And, of course, right now we're in a very unique moment with the COVID shutdown. The silver lining in the COVID shutdown is that suddenly millions of children have been home, and it gives parents and churches a chance to kind of evaluate that and realize that they can do it. Mm-hmm. So it's indirectly worked to our advantage. And I know I sound a little callous when I say I'm glad the schools are closed, but you've already pointed out they're not educating right now. They're only indoctrinating. I mean, it was a time mm-hmm. when they had stripped Christianity and any kind of moral values out of the schools, but they still had math and physics and science and language arts, and 2 + 2 = 4. Right. Now 2 + 2 is no longer 4, and they're redoing even the educational component. So the system is dysfunctional in every way. So it's time for churches to start afresh and start schools. We have all these empty churches 5 days a week. They can have schools there. We don't need to build one building. Mm-hmm. And the pastors need to step up and be the shepherds that God called them to be and take care of their flocks, and they're not doing it in most cases.
Well, some of it, Ray, is overwhelming. Yes, they have buildings. They go, well, how do I start? What's the first thing I do? You know, what do they do if they realize that they catch this vision and say, you know, Ray Moore is exactly right. What do I do as a senior pastor to open up a local school?
Well, I'm really glad you asked that question, because we've created publicschoolexit.com just for that purpose, to help churches and pastors to negotiate this, because it is complicated. Mm-hmm. But there is a God, and we can pray, and he will lead. But you've mm-hmm. got to determine that it's biblical to do this, and it's practically necessary because of all the harm that's coming to children through public education. So go to publicschoolexit.com. And right now, even as we talk, we're setting up a consultation service where we can consult with pastors and help them go through the different stages and things that they need to do, answering the questions that are most commonly asked. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot on that webpage, different models, Christian school models, different homeschool models. There's more there than they probably have time to look at, but they need to be diligent and be willing mm-hmm. to study, and then contact the offices of publicschoolexit.com.
Right.
And I'm chairman of that. They're based in San Diego, but it's a national movement, about mm-hmm. a year old. But there's some really incredible people, competent people involved. And so mm-hmm. publicschoolexit.com is how to get some of those questions answered. And if they want to reach me personally, I'm the chairman of that one, but I'm the director of ExodusMandate.org. And we have materials there that we can send as well. And so I'd like them to, if they want to find out about me personally and what I'm doing in my personal ministry, they can go there.
Ray, what you say in terms of, you know, a particular opportunity and time, and not that you sound callous, it's just that God has given you a vision that there is opportunity in the midst of all this chaos. And this is how God sanctifies and sets apart his people. And this is an opportunity for people of faith to demonstrate to the rest of the world that, you know, God's hand is upon us and directing every step. And, you know, he's not going to abandon our kids. It's okay. So what are we going to do as responsible educators, as leaders, ministry leaders, as parents? You know, to see this, and I believe that God will redeem this. I mean, we hear a lot of bad news, and they're exactly right. If you follow the existing public school system, where the kids are out of school, they're not being taught, they're, you know, watching Zoom lessons and being indoctrinated, parents are told that, you know, they have to sign off on this document that says that they will not look in on a Zoom teaching lesson, but when the parents happen to see it, they're absolutely disgusted, they can't believe it. But Ray, they're just over, they don't know what to do. They go, look, I'm trying to hold this family together. I'm working, and I need to keep my kid busy. And it really, they're settling for a Band-Aid on something. And what you're saying is that, look, the time is now. It's opportune for us to get outside of the traditional nine-dot paradigm and to be controlled by something, you know, empirically, is that proves itself that it's been very ineffective. Our public school systems are very ineffective. It is a waste of money. It's a waste of the brains of our children. And look what's going on. I mean, you look at, you know, in terms of, you know, homeschooling, the homeschooling successes, about how many of those kids go on to college, and they're very successful in college. So this idea that, you know, the parents that homeschool, that they don't know what they're doing, they're incompetent. Boy, I'll tell you, the evidence is proving the exact opposite.
Right. We're in a kind of once in a 100-year moment, I think, in the history of Christian education and the church, where we can really accelerate and grow this movement exponentially. We know right now, at the minimum, 10 to 15% of the 55 million or 50 million children that were sent home last year in March will not return to public school and will homeschool. We've already doubled homeschooling in a year. And so we have a chance to really step into this moment, and Christians could really be helpful in the culture. We can, if we save our children in our churches, we may save our families, and if we
yes.
save our families, we may save our country as well, because we'll be offering this service, because the people are fed up with the state education system.
Right.
But we don't have forever. Jesus said in John 9:4, he said, I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day.
Yes.
The night is coming when no one can work. So we have an open door right now, wide open door.
As exactly.
Said, we've got to work hard mm-hmm. and grow this movement while we can.
It really is about the kids, isn't it, Ray? I mean, this is the future generation, and God will honor those who honor the things that are important to him. I mean, it's like us, you know, if somebody does something nice to our kids, we just think the world of that person, don't we?
Right.
And I got to believe that God, when he sees us taking care of his own, who Jesus even said, do not hinder the children, you know, and keep them from coming to me. If we honor that, then, you know, God's going to really appreciate us all the more. And as you say, this is an opportune time. By the way, you and I have to talk, and I know we will later on, because God has given me, you know, an idea and a vision that's just, it keeps waking me up at 3 o'clock in the morning. It's one of those things won't leave me alone.
Sounds great.
And it's like, I go, God, why do you do that? I'm not, you know, you need to talk to Ray Moore. You need to talk to an educator. But for some reason, God put this on, and everyone comes, you know, comes back on me. And I'll tell you in part what it is that the vision has to do with these kids that go from, you know, eighth grade to high school. And that I believe they need a reset period of time where they need just a real crash course to relay the software that they had in the previous 8 years. And it can be done in a concentrated effort and maybe, you know, a summertime, you know, 12-week boot camp, so to speak, where you relay all the educational fundamentals, you know, math, reading, you know, all these basic history stuff, so that when they go into their first year in high school, they are really prepared. Not only is the foundation reestablished for them, but also tools that are given to them to, you know, so that they understand how to study, how to, you know, how to learn, you know, these tutorial things that, you know, along the way they would get lost in translation because, you know, after, you know, all the years of elementary school education and everything, there's things that get lost in translation. But to really prepare them for this next level, to have them operate a heightened level, I think by giving them a concentrated boot camp reset is opportune. And this is something that God has shown me. And I shared with you, and we can talk more about it, because I've laid it out with, you know, to other educators and said, hey, look, I just want to share this because I think it has merit.
Yeah, well, Sam, I'd love to talk to you about it because we've got a lot of ideas and we've put up a lot of things on the website publicschoolexit.com.
Yes.
And we're working on it even as we speak. We've got some really top-notch people. You know, a lot of bad things seem to start in California, but right now some really good things are happening. The churches out there and the people that are in the homeschooling, Christian schooling, are some of the most energetic, mm-hmm. and able people I've seen in publicschoolexit.com's offices are in San Diego. I'm on the board. I'm the chairman of the board, and we have conference calls. We had two this week with Public School Exit. We meet for an hour on a Zoom call, and we're working with people all over the country. publicschoolexit.com. Please have your audience take a look at that.
Yeah, check that out, and especially senior pastors that have facilities that could be utilized for education. I mean, at a time right now, are you kidding me, when families are looking for a place to get their children educated, and why would we not want to respond to God's commandment to educate our children and to do so in a Bible-believing source of education as opposed to a public school system that wants to indoctrinate as opposed to educate. Lieutenant Colonel Ray Moore has been our guest. He's the director and founder of Exodus Mandate, exodusmandate.org. He's the board chairman, as he said, publicschoolexit.com. Pastors, we recommend that you check that out and get more information and open up those schools. Our kids need you. Thank you, Ray. Appreciate it.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com.